Hey there, ready to take the mystery out of project management?
Always.
We're diving into OpenProject today.
Cool.
A tool that's got people talking. You're curious if it lives up to the hype?
I think it does.
And we've got just the info to help you decide. We've waded through articles, testimonials.
Oh, wow.
Even peeked at the code. And by the way, if you find yourself needing help setting OpenProject up, our friends at SafeServer are experts in digital transformation and hosting solutions. You can learn more at www.safeserver.de.
Good folks.
So let's break down why OpenProject's causing such a buzz.
It all starts with the fact that it's open source.
Exactly. That means it's built on transparency, collaboration,
yes,
and often cost savings. Think of it like a community garden, but for project management software.
That's a great analogy. People contribute their time and expertise to make the garden flourish, and everyone benefits.
Right.
But what really matters is, can it help you grow your projects?
And OpenProject's got this impressive list of features. We're talking Gantt charts for visualizing your project timeline, Agile and Scrum support for those who like to work in sprints, time tracking,
nice,
budgeting, even bug tracking and wikis. It's like a Swiss Army knife for project managers.
I'm a big fan of Gantt charts. Imagine seeing your entire project laid out visually with each task, its duration, and how they all connect.
Oh, yeah.
It's incredibly helpful for spotting potential bottlenecks or dependencies you might have missed otherwise.
It's like having a roadmap for your project, but instead of just streets, you see the entire landscape. And speaking of different approaches, you mentioned Agile and Scrum. For those who are new to those terms, could you give us a quick rundown?
Absolutely. Agile and Scrum are project management methodologies that emphasize flexibility, collaboration, and iterative progress. Instead of planning everything up front, you break your project down into smaller chunks called sprints and continuously adapt based on feedback and changing priorities.
So instead of trying to climb a mountain all at once, you set up base camps along the way. And OpenProject helps you manage those sprints, right?
Exactly. It provides tools like Kanban boards, where you can visually track the progress of tasks within a sprint. It's like having a virtual whiteboard where everyone can see what's happening and contribute in real time.
That sounds way more engaging than just staring at a spreadsheet. But let's be honest, time tracking and budgeting aren't always the most exciting parts of project management.
True, but they're essential for keeping projects on track and within budget.
For sure.
Imagine you're running a marketing campaign. With OpenProject, you can allocate a budget to each task, track expenses in real time, and generate reports to see if you're on target.
That takes the guesswork out of it. No more wondering where the money went or if you're going to overspend.
And remember those bug tracking features you mentioned?
Yeah.
They're lifesavers for software development projects. Imagine having a centralized system where you can log bugs, assign them to developers, track their progress, and keep everyone informed.
So it's not just about managing tasks. It's about managing the entire lifecycle of a project, from the initial brainstorming to the final product launch and everything in between.
Exactly, and that's where the wiki feature comes in. Think of it as a central knowledge base for your project. You can document processes, store important information, and even create tutorials for new team members.
So no more digging through endless email chains or trying to remember where that one crucial document is stored. Everything's right there in the wiki.
And what's really cool is that because OpenProject is open source, you can customize it to fit your specific needs.
You're bringing us back to that open source advantage, and I think that's where things get really interesting. It's not just about having access to the source code. It's about having a community behind the software.
Absolutely. It's like having a team of experts who are constantly improving the tool, adding new features, and helping each other out.
And for someone who's just starting out with OpenProject, that community can be a valuable resource.
Definitely. Imagine having a forum where you can ask questions, get advice from experienced users, and share your own insights.
It's like having a mentor on call 24/7. Now, we've covered a lot of ground already, but we haven't even talked about who's actually using OpenProject.
Right.
And why they're choosing it over other options. Let's dive into some real-world examples.
Great idea. Let's see how OpenProject is being used in the wild. We found testimonials from universities using it for student collaboration, boosting their productivity.
That makes sense. Universities often have diverse teams working on complex projects, from research to event planning. OpenProject could really help streamline their workflow.
And it's not just universities. Companies like Greenpeace are also using OpenProject, and they're known for their commitment to sustainability and transparency.
It seems like those values would line perfectly with the open source philosophy. What stood out to you from Greenpeace's experience?
They specifically mentioned valuing the flexibility and data security that comes with self-hosting OpenProject on their own servers. Control over their data is a big priority for them.
I can see why that would be important, especially for an organization dealing with sensitive information. But I'm really curious about this other testimonial. We found a nonprofit managing a fleet of cargo bikes. Who knew project management software could help with that?
It's a great example of OpenProject's versatility. This nonprofit found that OpenProject helped streamline their entire workflow, from maintenance scheduling to route planning.
So Open Project isn't just for software developers or big corporations. It's really for anyone who wants to organize their work and collaborate effectively. It's like having a digital command center for your projects.
Exactly. And speaking of different needs, Open Project offers a few different ways to experience the software. This is where things get even more interesting for someone just starting out.
Choices are good. Tell me more about these options.
Well, there's the Community Edition, which is completely free. It's perfect for individuals, small teams, or anyone who wants to test the waters before diving in.
That's a great way to get hands-on experience and see if Open Project is the right fit. What if you need a bit more horsepower or support?
That's where the Enterprise Edition comes in. It offers additional features, priority support, and you can choose between self-hosting or cloud-based hosting.
So if you're comfortable managing your own servers, you can have complete control over your data. But if you prefer a more hands-off approach, you can let Open Project handle the technical details.
Exactly. And they even offer a free trial of the Enterprise Edition so you can really explore its capabilities before making a decision.
Having options is great, especially when you're starting out. You can start small and scale up as your needs grow. But remember, Open Project is more than just software. It's a community. And for someone new to the platform, that community can be incredibly valuable.
Absolutely. Think of it as a network of like-minded individuals who are passionate about project management and open source software.
They have an active GitHub repository where you can explore the code, contribute to development, and connect with other users. It's like a virtual workshop where everyone's collaborating to build something amazing.
And they also have a vibrant community forum. Imagine having a space where you can ask questions, get advice from experienced users, and share your own insights. It's like having a support group for project managers.
And since you're the type who loves to learn and grow, Open Project offers plenty of opportunities for that. You can contribute to the documentation, translate the software into different languages, or even help develop new features.
What's amazing is that you can be a part of shaping the future of this tool while deepening your own understanding of project management.
It's a win-win, but let's get back to the software itself. We've talked about the big picture, but I'm curious about some of the specific features that make Open Project so powerful.
Sure. We've already touched on Gantt charts and Kanban boards, but there's so much more to explore. One feature that I find incredibly useful is the Team Planner.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Tell me more about the Team Planner.
It lets you visually assign tasks to team members using a weekly or bi-weekly calendar view. Imagine being able to see who's working on what and when, all in one place. It makes it so much easier to manage workloads and avoid conflicts.
So no more accidentally assigning two people the same task or overloading someone who's already juggling multiple deadlines.
Exactly. And if you need to track time and costs, Open Project has robust features for that as well. You can track the time spent on individual tasks, generate detailed reports, and create budgets for your projects.
That's essential for any project manager who wants to stay on top of their game. What about issue tracking? Things inevitably go wrong in projects. How does Open Project handle that?
They have a fantastic issue tracking system. Imagine this. A bug pops up in your software, and you can log it directly in Open Project, assign it to a developer, set a priority level, and even track its progress until it's resolved.
So it's like having a dedicated system for squashing those pesky bugs before they become major problems. And you can even integrate Open Project with other tools like GitHub to streamline your development workflow, right?
Exactly. It's all about making your life as a project manager easier and helping your team collaborate more effectively. And let's not forget about the built-in wikis and forums. They're fantastic for centralizing project knowledge and fostering communication.
It sounds like Open Project really covers all the bases. But with so many features and options, it can be hard to know where to start, especially for someone new to the platform. What advice would you give to someone who's just starting out with Open Project?
That's a great question. I think the key is to start small. Don't try to learn everything at once. Pick a few key features that are relevant to your need and focus on mastering those.
That's great advice. Don't get overwhelmed by the sheer amount of options. Start with what you need and gradually expand your knowledge. And remember, the community is there to support you every step of the way.
Absolutely. Don't be afraid to ask questions, share your experiences, and learn from others. The Open Project community is a wealth of knowledge and support.
You know, it's inspiring to see how Open Project walks the walk when it comes to open source values.
Oh, yeah.
It's not just about making the software free.
Yeah.
It's about creating a culture of transparency and collaboration.
Right.
They have this active GitHub repository where you can track every little change, every bug fix, every new feature. It's all out in the open. They even encourage users to contribute.
That's great.
Whether it's reporting bugs, suggesting improvements, or even writing code.
That's amazing. It really embodies the idea that good software is a collective effort.
Right. And this community spirit extends beyond the developers, too. Their forum is incredibly active.
I bet.
With users helping each other,
oh, wow.
sharing tips, uh-huh. and just generally being supportive. It sounds like a really welcoming space for newcomers.
It is. And Open Project is always looking for feedback from the community.
Great.
They want to know how people are using the software, what's working, what's not, and how they can make it better.
That responsiveness is something I really appreciate in a software company. It shows they actually care about their users.
They're not just trying to sell a product.
Right.
They're building a tool that empowers teams to do their best work. And that's what really impressed me about Open Project. It's more than just software.
Right.
It's a philosophy.
A philosophy of openness, collaboration, and continuous improvement. And with a bit of effort, you can take that philosophy and apply it to your own projects.
Exactly. Whether you're a seasoned project manager or just starting out,
right.
Open Project offers the tools and the support you need to succeed.
So to recap, Open Project is a powerful, flexible, and free project management tool built on the principles of open source. It's got a robust feature set, a vibrant community, and a company that's truly committed to its users.
And if you need help setting up Open Project or any other digital solutions,
yeah.
don't forget our sponsor, SafeServer. Their experts in digital transformation and hosting can help. Just visit www.safeserver.de to learn more.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into Open Project. We hope you've learned something new and are excited to explore this fantastic tool.